StoryCorps, Public Radio's oral history project, came to Boston's Museum of Science for the opening of a special exhibition called Race, Are We So Different? The interactive show presents a historical and scientific look at the concept of race, exposing both its wide-ranging effects on society and its limits as a purely cultural construct. Each Monday, on WBUR's Morning Edition, we're presenting a series of conversations among visitors to the exhibition about how the concept of race has affected their lives. In this excerpt, Pearl Torres-Yap talks with her daughter, Faye, about this Filipino-American family's origins and the challenges they faced in less tolerant times.
Okay, Mom. Tell me about meeting Dad.
Well, I was a registered nurse in the operating room in a hospital, and I saw this handsome man down the hall with a white coat on. And I said to one of the other nurses, "Who is that?" And she said, "He's the new surgical resident from the Philippines." And right then, I was very interested.
And your experience as an OR nurse, I know, has affected your thinking about race.
Right. You know, people look different on the outside. But when you open them up and you operate on them, the livers look alike, the stomachs look alike, the lungs look alike. So how can you say that they're different? They really aren't different. It's what you perceive when you look at somebody on the outside. And that never seemed to affect me.
What were your parents' views about race?
My mother really didn't like anybody that wasn't white. She told me that whenever she saw a black person, she crossed the street. I thought that was very unfair. My father told me in no uncertain terms that he wanted me to marry a white, Anglo-Saxon, Scottish man. I didn't do any of those things.
Well, how did they feel about you marrying Dad then, from the Philippines?
Well, my mother died shortly after I married your father, right? Mm-hmm. My father didn't say anything derogatory, but he wasn't friendly either to your father.
Hmm. How did Dad's family respond to you?
I thought there would be some difficulty because his mother wanted him to not marry anybody here and come right back to the Philippines after he got his training. But it worked out all right. And his mother was very nice to me.
Do you think that Dad ever experienced prejudice when he was living in Cleveland?
I asked him about that, and he said he never experienced something outright because he's a doctor, and they recognize that he's a smart person.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you how it was in school when you were growing up.
Well, it was obvious to us that we were different because people would sort of stare at us because we were, I think, the only non-Caucasian kids in the school. And, you know, there was some name-calling and whatnot.
Yeah, tell me about when the teacher asked the kids in the class how many were Irish at Patrick's Day.
The teacher on St. Patrick's Day when I was in grade school had asked, "So how many kids here are Irish?" And I raised my hand because I'm
you
Irish.
You are Irish. My mother's name was Flanagan.
Mm-hmm. She said, "You're not Irish." And then I said, "Yes, I am." And then she said, "No, you're not Irish, and why are you lying?" And then that just shut me up. I just was like, there's nothing I can say to this woman, this teacher, this authority figure.
Telling you that you're a liar?
Yeah, that was just so odd.
Yeah. But things got better as you got older, right?
I think things always get better as you get older.
Faye Torres-Yap, talking with her mother, Pearl, at the Museum of Science in Boston. Next Monday, our series continues with a story of one woman's dawning awareness of racial discrimination in the civil rights years. To hear all the stories in this series and to meet the people we've been hearing from, go to WBUR.org and click on StoryCorps. StoryCorps Boston is produced by WBUR's George Hicks.